So last week we talked about finding your ideal customer. And this week we're talking again about positioning yourself as an educator. And in particular, we're going to focus on creating monetizable masterclasses. And that's one of the ways we're going to use in order to continue to position ourselves as the expert. We're moving beyond theory right now, and we're really getting down into ways that we can start creating things that are going to make us money. And we want to do this at the same time where we're beginning to get more traffic and influence. We want to use monetizable masterclasses to get more traffic and more influence and then make some money at the same time. So we want to sell these things. So we are talking about creating monetizable products. And when we talk about monetizable masterclass, what you are doing is positioning yourself between customers and influencers. As you are building the network, you are going to begin to develop peers. You're going to be able to find, you're going to find people who are maybe slightly above your level, slightly below your level, or really willing to work with you based on where you are. And everybody's going to be at different stages in their business inside of your sub niche. So wherever you've decided to focus, if you've decided to focus inside of the senior RV user niche, there are going to be people who are inside of that niche already operating, and they're going to be at different stages. Some people are going to be really advanced. They've got these big audiences, and then some people are just going to be getting started. You want to be able to work with people at all levels, and so you're going to get to know all these people, and you should be doing this as part of building your massive network. You don't have to compete against them. So when you start looking at people who are, maybe they're further down the line, or maybe they're coming behind you, don't look at these people as competitors. If you start to look at these people as partners, as potential people who are promoting you, or people that you can promote, you will be able then to build more leverage inside of your sub-niche. You can work with people in your sub-niche. Now, obviously, there's always going to be people who look at you as competition. They're not going to work with you. They're going to be threatened by you, because you're consistently moving forward, which is fine. But you are going to find people that are going to be willing to partner with you and work with you, and you want to work with those people. In some cases, you may want to work with the big names, in the sub-niche. When they're willing to work with you, work with them, right? So if you find someone that's approachable, they're looking at you, they're just happy to find somebody else in their market who's focusing in the same area, and they're willing to either put you on their podcast, or they're willing to bring you on to speak about something, or they're willing to come on your show, whatever it is, work with those people. So don't look at yourself as someone who is beneath, let's say, the biggest name in the market or niche. Whoever it is in your sub-niche, if they're willing to work with you, you're going to have to be willing to work with them, because there's always going to be an opportunity available. And typically what happens is the opportunity is going to come before you feel like you're ready, and it's always going to be a little bigger than you think you are whenever it comes. So if you're seeking these people out, be ready for them to say yes. Don't look at them as this, well, I know they're going to say no, but I'm going to reach out to them anyway. More than likely, more people than not are going to say yes to you when you are inside of a sub-niche, just because when you get inside of a really small market and you've got a really small focus, typically people are happy to see you there and not threatened. But let's say that they're not. Until they are willing to work with you, until those big names are willing to work with you, you want to work with people who have an incentive to promote themselves. So again, we're talking about people who, let's say, they've got a new Kindle book, or they've got a new product, or they've got a new Udemy course or a new Skillshare course, and they don't really have a big audience right now. You want to find those people because they're going to be willing to come and share their knowledge any place where they can. And so you want to work with those people. Your job, when you find people like this, new Kindle authors, or again, people who've got little courses, they've got them on Teachable, they've got them all over the place, you find them in search, you want to make them look good. That's your job. And so that's what you're doing in a masterclass that's going to be monetizable. You're putting something together to make other people look good. And so you can do that with a mini summit or a masterclass. You don't have to do it. Now, if you want to do a full-blown virtual summit, you can do that. There's nothing wrong with that. And I'm not suggesting that you don't do that. I'm just not covering that in this session. What I am saying is that you want to start doing some things that are easy to reproduce and easy to monetize. And so a master class is going to be something that you can put together relatively quickly. And when you start to get the hang of it, when you start to get in a rhythm, or you start to do it on a regular basis, let's say once every month or once every 2 months, you're going to be able to put these things together, and they're going to grow. It's almost going to be like your own little product snowball, except you're creating a master class in order to do it. Now, let's talk about the bare minimum. You're going to need to do a mini summit, the bare minimum. I'm not talking about a full-blown summit right here. So please don't look at this and think, oh, I'm seeing all these big virtual summits online. There's no way I'm going to be able to do this. I'm not talking about that. I'm going to go over what's going to be the bare minimum that you're going to be able to need, and you're going to have this, or you're going to be able to put your hands on these things. You need to be able to record a conversation with somebody who is a creator in your sub-niche. So that part is pretty much, you probably figured that out already. You can use something like YouTube Live. You don't have to have a paid application. You can use GoToWebinar if you have it. You can use Zoom if you have it. You can use any webinar system. As long as that webinar system records and broadcasts live, then you can use it in order to create your summit product. You're either going to be in front of people live, or you're going to be doing recorded sessions, and you're going to broadcast those recorded sessions live. Either way. Now, I would suggest that when you're first doing this, that you go ahead and you do recorded sessions ahead of time, so you've got time to really, arrange it. You've got time to edit the sessions. You've got time to make them the way you want. But you can certainly do a live, if you're better and you're pressed for time, then I would say go ahead and do it live. If the difference between doing a mini summit and not doing it is the fact that you don't have time to do all the recordings and then put it together and launch it, then just do it live. A mini summit's going to have a minimum, and this is why I say anybody can do this. All you need is 3 guests. So I'm not saying that you have to have 30 people. I'm saying that if you can get 3 people to be on your mini summit who are all going to cover a different aspect of what it is, the theme of the subject, what is the theme of the summit or the mini summit, you are going to have yourself a monetizable product. And that is really the goal of this whole system. You need to be able to capture the recording and host it. So you got to have that. So it's going to act like a product. All you've got to be able to do is you've got to be able to record the person. You've got to be able to capture that recording, and you got to be able to host it, right? Everything else is going to be sold like a product. Now, once you have the buyers, this is going to look like any other product that you're selling. So think about any video product. You were capturing the recording. You are putting that recording in a member area or in a host, and you're going to deliver it just like you would a video, just like you would any video product. I'm going to suggest that you do multiple mini summits. So don't do just one. Don't even plan on doing one. And don't look at this as a one-time deal. More than likely, before you're really going to make these monetizable and you're really going to have them so they're building your list and they're really making you money, you're going to have to do multiple summits. So, and I say multiple mini summits. So again, I don't want you to get overwhelmed. You can do a mini summit. When you do your first mini summit, or I like to call these masterclasses, and I do want to say this parenthetically. I've said this on other calls before. Because the word summit is so used and overused, don't call yours a summit unless you just feel like you have to. In fact, what you could do is when you decide to do one, it's got 30 people, call that a summit. What I'm saying to you is call it a masterclass or something like this. You're going to have to follow up with it with a second one, whatever it is. So when you do these, I'd say think of these in three. Think of these in triples. So think of this as a way that you're going to do your first, second, and third product launch if it's going to be that. Even if you've already launched products, think of these as things that you want to deliver in threes. Now, you're going to have to keep it simple to do that. So if you're going to do it, let's say you do it on a monthly basis, keep them simple. What you are doing basically with a mini masterclass is this. You're leveraging the following of other people. And you're leveraging the following of other people who have a desire to promote. So it's very easy for somebody to promote themselves when they've been asked to be a guest. I mean, you've got to find people that for them, it's going to be an honor to be on your show. Now, again, you may find people who, again, who have already solidified their position, but they still want to be promoted. That's great. But you're trying to find people who are up and coming. You're trying to find people who are, let's say, B-listers. And again, nothing wrong with B-listers. If you do a B-list, if you do a B-list masterclass right, it'll make you money. All you're trying to do with these things is capturing the leads, right? You're capturing the leads and you're leveraging the following of other people. And again, these are really people who are inside of your sub-market or your sub-niche. Now, the one thing you've got to do when you do this is you've got to make this really promotable. So you've got to make this a really good offer. If people are going to buy the summit, they're going to buy access to recordings, you've got to have some really cool bonuses in there, or you've got to make it so that the people who are going to be coming are going to be getting something that they feel is tangible, and when they walk away from it, they feel like they've robbed you. So when you start thinking about the member area for your mini summit or your masterclass, think about the kinds of things you're going to put in there so that the person will feel like, boy, you know what? I got this for $27. I got this for $37. I got this for $97. This was a real deal. I'm happy I paid that. I paid twice enough for that, right? So pound this stuff in there when you have to. Because that kind of offer is going to be easy for your speakers to promote. And that's what you really want to do. So you want your incentives to your affiliates or your speakers to be double incentivized. Number one, because they're looking at an offer and they're thinking, wow, this is a great offer. I'm happy to promote this offer because this is probably going to sell to my market. You want people to be incentivized if for no other reason than for that self-interest. When that mini summit ends, you should already be announcing the next masterclass. So in other words, you know, when during your last session, the third session, even if it's the second session, you have two sessions, you should be saying, hey, our next masterclass is going to be, and you should already have the URL. Again, think about these things in triples, right? You should be collecting leads and recruiting affiliates all of the time. So again, this mini summit, do multiples of them, and you're always going to be collecting leads, recruiting affiliates, and quite frankly, recruiting speakers. Because when these things will build on themselves when you start doing these things and you're really promoting people, and you're going to start getting on people's radar when you do this. Let's talk about setting up the offer. You need to put this on an affiliate platform of some kind. I'm not going to tell you which one you have to do. Pick the one you're most comfortable with and put it on there. And if you put it on the platform and let's say that network isn't quite to your liking, wonderful. I mean, just don't use it a second time. But don't not use a network because, it's not quite perfect. There's not going to be an affiliate platform to do this is going to be perfect. Some of the affiliates, they're not going to like it. They're going to be uncomfortable with it. Well, fine. Don't worry about that. For the first one that you do, I'd say for the first three, you've got to get these things up and running. If possible, make sure the affiliate platform is hands-off because you are going to be working with the speakers. You're going to be working with your customers. That means when I say hands-off, the affiliate needs to be able to sign up to be an affiliate or the speaker needs to be able to sign up without your help. So in other words, if every speaker you get, you've got to walk them through getting signed up and you've got to manually approve them, this is going to get old real fast. Whoever's your affiliate needs to be able to check their statistics without your help. It'll get old really fast. If you've got to tell people how many clicks they've got, how many sales they've got, you should be able to give them a member or some kind of place where they can log in and look at their statistics. They need to be paid without your help. Now, this may be a little controversial because I know that, you know, depending on how some platforms work, you can hit the button and you can distribute the commission to the person who's made the sale. I'm going to say that even that's too much work. You really want that affiliate to be paid without your hands in it. You want them to get their money for promoting you without you having to hit any buttons, without you having to do anything. Now, that then meet. Now you do need to be you need to be make sure that you're abiding by some kind of refund period. So in other words, do the settings so that they don't get paid until the refund period is passed. But generally, you want to make sure that affiliate gets paid without you having to be involved. This means the speakers need to have a process that they can just go get their link, sign up, approve, and promote it, and then send the link out without your help. So what this is going to mean is that you're going to have to do some education. So if you've got to do some education, then do it. If you've got to teach people how to get their link, then do it. Now, let's talk about reaching out to potential speakers. Don't make this harder than it has to be. This is going to help if you already know the people. It's going to help if you already know them before you reach out to them. So you should already be building these relationships in your submarket. So when you approach them, it shouldn't be a big mystery. They should already kind of know who you are. If you can have already had some conversation with them, I think that's appropriate. Now, if they turn you down, just keep the door open. Don't get mad. Don't feel like, well, man, you could have. Please don't burn any bridges. Keep it positive. Keep it, hey, you know what? I'm sorry you couldn't do this one. I've got another one coming up in the fall. Hope that you will be able to do that then. Maybe the timing wasn't right, but I just, I really want to have you speak about whatever it is, right? When you approach them, ask them to talk about something super specific. So don't just say, hey, I want you to speak. No, don't do that. Talk about something that's really, really, really super, super specific, and then tell them what it is that they've done that made you ask them. So in other words, point to something that you know they do and say, hey, I know that you talk about this particular aspect of affiliate marketing. I own this product. I think what you teach is fantastic. I'd like for you to come and talk about this specific aspect of affiliate marketing and tell them what it is. Okay, so Bill's got a question. Bill's question is, they're getting paid for their share of the cost of the masterclass. So Bill's saying, should you give them 50%? Yeah, if necessary. If you've got a front end and an upsell, or if you have a front end and upsell to the offer, give them 100%, right? You want them to be incentivized because you ultimately want the leads. You already have products, right? All you're trying to do is monetize so that you don't lose money, right? But if you can, try to have a funnel. And then try to give that affiliate 100%, right, if possible, because you want them to be motivated. And if you can get them motivated because they're going to get, all of the money for a particular sale, that might really move them to do a little more than they would do otherwise. So, yeah, Bill, I would give them not only 50%, I'd give them 100% if I could. That's only if you have an upsell, though. Right now, find a way to communicate with these people, social media, email. Let's see. And Bill's question is, do you keep the rights to use it again? Of course. Absolutely. So it's going to be your product, right? So this is going to be a product. So it's going to be, well, okay. So Bill's asking, should you give them further commissions? If they send more sales, right? Every sale they send, whether it's, during the launch period or after the launch period, give them a commission. I say give it to them. You want them to just be, you want them to continue to send you new leads, right? This is about new leads. So, and all you're doing is you're just making sure you're covering yourself on the end. You should already have products available. So if you've got products available, yeah, I'd say give it to them, right? Give them 100% if you can. And an ongoing basis. So whenever they send traffic buys the Summit or Summit product, pay them commission. Now, after the fact, right, you don't have to give them commission on all your products unless, if you want them to promote your products, then give them a commission on your products too. This is one thing that I've learned to do that really will be helpful. It kind of softens people towards you, is to do a video request. So everybody's going to send a social media message. Everybody's going to send an email. I would say that what you want to do is you want to send a video message. There's a service I've used in the past. I don't use it as much anymore. I use Vimeo now, but it's called Bonjoro. And you can do a browser record, and you can send that video to the individual and just say, hey, you know, it's me. I just wanted to let you know that, excuse me, I saw your work on, you know, whatever you tell me. And I'd like to ask you to speak and, you know, be on camera, right? And just get on camera and just be genuine and just ask them and tell them that you want to, you know, want them to speak. Let's see. Right, and Bill's saying Loom is good for that too. What is this? Okay, so the goal is to get quality buyer leads. Right, the secondary goal is to get your people exposed to get the people who are buying the workshop. Get them exposed. You want them exposed to your weekly workshop, right? You want them exposed to your Learning Center offer, and you want them exposed to your front end products. Right. So basically, and I'll tell you how that's going to happen here in a minute. So here's a potential model. So in other words, give everybody free content and then upgrade. So in other words, people who upgrade after they've watched the free recordings, right, they get access to the member area. So in other words, they can attend live. They get to watch the recordings if they pay. Right. That's one way to do it. So the people who upgrade, they'll get that member area where they can watch those replays, and they'll get a bonus. That's a really simple model right now. The only thing is, you know, you tend to get a lot of people who will pay, but you may not get, you know, you may not get people who are serious about buying, right? Now, the other thing you could do is pay them up, then upgrade. Paid gets the recordings and the live. And then the upgrade gets some bonuses. So in other words, this is what I was talking about with Bill, that you want to have at least one upsell if you can. If you're gonna make this a paid offer up front, then you want to have an upsell, right? So however you do it, you know, make the bonuses super cool. Or maybe what you'll do is you'll have one person who's willing to do an extended period of time. That's something that I've done. I've experienced where what you have is the people that, you know, that pay, they get access, regular access, but then you have some intensive sessions. So in other words, you get some person who's going to do an intensive session, and maybe with that person who does, you know, an intensive session, you give them, let's say, 50% of that intensive session, right? Make sure each Summit product is right next to your other products. So in other words, put this in your Learning Center, right? Put this on your page with all your other products. So when the person goes to look at their product or they go to log in, make sure they gotta trip over all your other products, right? Make sure that the member area, they gotta walk past, they've gotta see all the other stuff on your shelf. So make it visible. Make sure that the path that they go on, even if all you're doing is putting it on a download page, the path they're on should lead them past seeing all of your other products, including your Learning Center. Right now, the other thing you have to do is, whether it is for your leads or your new customers, you need to have an indoctrination series, right? You need to have an autoresponder that's going to indoctrinate them. Right, so you need to have some kind of autoresponder system that knows the difference between the people who are coming in for the summit and the ones who are, you know, part of your other products. So it does need to have that level of sophistication. In general, AWeber does that, GetResponse does that, MailChimp does that. So all the majors do that. Make sure that in your indoctrination series, you tell the people to whitelist you. Right, that's something that Ryan Dice talks about in his training. If you can, give people a new customer discount to some of your products, right? If people go through your series. And then keep telling them about all of the principles that you emphasize. I call it my success path. So I would be telling people about you know, the 10 things that I talk about at the beginning of the session, right? Keep telling people about the things that you emphasize. And always invite people in this indoctrination series to your workshop. So keep telling people, hey, on Tuesday nights, I do a workshop. I do a workshop on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. So keep telling people in all your emails about that. Give them a link that they can access and sign up for it. Don't do affiliate offers in your indoctrination series, right? Only have your stuff. If you're going to send people to an offer, send people to your offers. Please do not send people to affiliate offers in this part. And then make sure these individuals stay separate from your daily broadcasts. Right? Okay, any questions? Any questions?